The first critical stage of trauma recovery and building resilient leadership is the rescue phase, where you identify that you are actually in crisis. During the rescue phase, you want to create secure environments and stable support systems. Think of the rescue phase like establishing a safe harbor during a storm. It's not about processing the crisis. It's about getting to safety first. During the rescue phase, your nervous system prioritizes survival over complex thinking. In other words, your nervous system is in the sympathetic instead of the parasympathetic response. In the sympathetic response, higher reasoning centers become less accessible. Your memory formation is impacted. Your processing speed slows significantly. You might have trouble remembering simple instructions. Complex information needs frequent repetition. Basic decisions can feel overwhelming, and sequential tasks are particularly challenging. This is normal response to abnormal circumstances. This is your nervous system doing exactly what it needs to do to keep you safe. The rescue phase has two essential leadership goals that work together like a well-orchestrated dance. First, we need to recognize that we are in crisis mode. And second, we need to know how to manage our body's internal emergency response system. Let's start with recognition. Crisis mode isn't just about external circumstances. It's about how your body and your brain respond to those circumstances. The key is noticing these signals before they overwhelm you. Once you recognize that you're in crisis mode, the next goal is managing your body's emergency response system. Think of it like having two gears in your nervous system. Your emergency response, which is the sympathetic, it's your fight or flight gear. And then your recovery response, which is the parasympathetic, is your rest and restore gear. The skill isn't in preventing the emergency response, it's in knowing how to shift between the gears when needed. These two goals work together. So recognition plus management equals response control. When you can identify that you're in crisis mode first, and then second, consciously shift your nervous system, you gain the ability to lead effectively, even during challenging times. The rescue phase is the first of four phases of resilient leadership and trauma recovery. This model of the four phases comes from my teaching on trauma recovery. The four phases are rescue, recovery, reconstruction, and evolution. There are three other videos available on the three remaining phases of trauma recovery.